Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Kevin Wilson, 308-150.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning for your revocation hearing regarding the two alleged allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have this morning, you were notified of this hearing back on October the 27th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it, on this, among other things, stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today to represent you. May we assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning?
Yes, sir.
And this morning, sir, since we're doing this by telephone, you cannot see us, but we have three board members participating on your panel this morning, and they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Saunders. Mr. Saunders is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Mr. Wilson,
good morning, sir. Mr. Wilson and Mr. Saunders, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and once I read each of them, please tell me whether it is true or false. The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine. On or about July 20th, 2017, per the TASS GCMS lab report dated July 24th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. And the second one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence located at TLC 54 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, on or about July 22nd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts is unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
Yes, sir.
That, yes, sir, means true?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so very much. Based upon the admission of Mr. Wilson, I move to find that he's violated the terms of conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to continue you on supervision or to revoke your community supervision. However, we will begin phase two by receiving testimony from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet as we receive this information, and once we get that, then we'll come back and speak with you, sir. So at this time, we're going to ask Mr. Sanders, sir, if you'll be kind enough to provide us with that information.
Yes, Mr. Wilson was released on 7-14 of 2017 with a date of arrest of 10-3 of 2017 by ADC staff, no new charges. He was back in USC custody on 10-3 of 17 with an adjusted CSED of 3-26-2018, reflecting 73 days of abscond time. His current conviction in 2016 on four counts, drug paraphernalia violation, receiving 2 years, resisting arrest, receiving 1 year, dangerous drug violation, receiving 2 years, additional dangerous drug violation, receiving 2 years. No prior convictions. Since first term in DOC, CUIR scores are 2-3, mental health score of a 2, substance abuse score of a 3. No STG affiliation, no prior terms of supervision. Has a minimal disciplinary history. However, it does have one write-up since his return on 10-22 of 17 for disobeying verbal or written order. Appears to be dismissed per procedural error. Other arrest information in 2009, misconduct involving weapons, Texas, adjudicated delinquent. Also in 2009, misconduct involving weapons, Texas, juvenile probation. 2011, assault, Texas, adjudicated delinquent. Has a G1 V3 score. That is all.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Saunders. Okay, Mr. Wilson, we are back to you. It seems to me, based on information that's been provided to the board under the case supervision summary, that when you were released, you were to go to the Mesa House there in Mesa, and then you were discharged from the Mesa House, and then you were to reside at Traditional Living Communities, and that's TLC, and then you left the property without approval, and so after then, we don't know what happened to you. So why did you leave both TLC and the Mesa House? What was going on, sir?
My mom is in a wheelchair, and she has multiple sclerosis and cancer, and I went to help her, and there were drugs at the halfway house, and I informed my parole officer that there were drugs there. He said that he knew and didn't care anyways. I needed to stay there for a month and a half. When I had a reliable address with no drugs, they were going to help me get a job. I actually got a job, and he said that I wasn't allowed to work there because we'd be traveling all over the state. So I left.
So after you left, I know you had the, based on what you're saying, you had the discussion with your parole officer, and once you left, you did not inform the parole officer where you were going to relocate to, sir?
Yes, sir.
So, but when did you relocate to? With your mother? Did you live with your mother at that point in time after you relocated, sir?
Yes, sir.
And was that the whole time that you absconded, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you also say that you had some employment, where were you employed and what were you doing, sir?
I was a caretaker at this, a Carol Tabrizi's house.
And who's that? That's your mother. Who's that?
That is a lady that I met from a friend. She just recently had a stroke about 10 months ago now, and she needed help, so I was helping her. Like, I'd make her breakfast, make sure she took her meds, get her insulin, get her to the bathroom, and was a caretaker.
So you have been both that lady as well as your mother? What was going
yes,
on with
sir.
Your mother? So you were both of them in the same residence, sir?
No, sir, but my sister would stop by and help take care of my mom while I was working, and then I'd be with my mom when the other caretaker took over.
Okay, so you were basically a caretaker for at some point your mom, and at other points for this other person that you just identified. So were you being, for this other person, were you being paid to serve as a caretaker?
Yes, sir.
So you were being paid. Were you being paid under the table, or did you have check stubs or anything like that, sir?
It was under the table.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. That's illegal. I just wanted to ask just to make sure.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Now, I do show, and I've already stated it, that back on July 20th of 2017, you were positive for methamphetamine. Why did you use methamphetamine? Why did you use that, sir?
When I made a bad choice, when I got out, I started hanging out with some of the same people that I was hanging out with prior to going to prison, and made a dumb decision.
How often did you use meth while you were out, sir?
Not very often.
And how did you get the meth, sir?
People were hanging out with the same people that wanted to get you high because you just got out of prison. They thought it was a cool thing to do.
And I guess based on what you're saying, you just couldn't, or you just didn't, I'm going to say you couldn't, but you just didn't resist, and you just decided that...
At the time, I did not resist.
Okay, so that
as
was...
Now that I've had the opportunity to be around some positive people, and I have a lot more positive things going on in my life out there, I'm not going to get out when I get out. I'm going to prove to myself that I can stay sober.
Now, and I don't mean while you were out this time, but in the past, have you used any other substances, illegal substances, aside from methamphetamine, any other alcohol or any other drugs, sir?
Yes, sir.
What others have you used over the years, sir?
A range of things, ecstasy, acid, heroin, crack, coke, alcohol, air duster.
My goodness, so you were really using back in the day.
I, I've done just about anything you could probably think of growing up.
Now, have you had any programming at all to help you get rid of this habit of...
I actually put myself in classes last time in prison with anger management, substance abuse, the big book study, the 12 steps, and I have certificates for all of them.
Well, we're glad to know that you have certificates, but did it really work? Because this time when you got out, you couldn't resist this methamphetamine, so...
It did, but one of the things that you learn is that you have to, one, you have to be willing to change yourself, and two, you have to change your environment. Those are two of the things that I wasn't ready to do at the moment, but like I said, being around some of the positive people in here that I'm around now, they're showing me that I can do everything that I was doing when I was using sober and have a great time doing it as well.
Now, let me just ask another question, sir. Whether this board lets you out now, whether you remain in until March 26th. Now, what are your plans whenever you get out? What do you plan to do? Where you plan to live? And
I'm going to stay with my mom again. And my sister actually has wrote me and told me that when I get out that I can go apply at her work. It's a call center, but they do accept felons, and I plan on getting a job. If I get released back out on parole, I'll have to go to classes, and I'm going to go comply with that. I have a girlfriend that is wanting to help me stay sober and is sober herself. I want to be there for my mom and show my mom and myself that I can do it right this time.
Okay, sir. Well, this time I'm going to yield to other board members to see if they may have any questions for you at this time. So, board members, any questions for Mr. Wilson? Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. So, Mr. Wilson, do you have any family other than your mother and sister here?
I have a brother that lives in Mesa, and then I have four sisters that live in Surprise, Arizona.
Okay, so you have quite an extended family here. Do you have relationships with all of them? Do you maintain contact?
My four sisters in Surprise are half-sisters, but I contacted them when I got out, and they want to help me do good. They were supplying me with clothes and hygiene and trying to keep me on the right path as well.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Any further questions? Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Wilson, are you 22 years old?
Yes, sir.
And you've done an extensive amount of drugs?
Yes, sir.
What type of drug rehab programs have you gotten into or tried to get yourself into, sir?
When I was 14, I was in North Texas State Hospital for 8 months and 2 days. I successfully graduated out of that program. Other than that, I haven't really put myself in any programs, which if I could, I would go to Crossroads or Church on the Street getting out, and those are both sober living environments and rehabilitation centers.
Because it would seem as though, to be honest with you, I find it kind of hard to believe that during that period of time that you were out and that you were absconding, that you didn't do any drugs during that period of time, that you would need to be into some type of drug rehab program in order to get yourself straight.
I would gladly go into drug rehab.
Yeah, you are 22 years old. This is your first time being incarcerated, and you still have time to try to turn yourself around. But the two weapon charges that you had as a juvenile in Texas, what was that about?
I was on probation and had a pocket knife on me when my sister's 28-year-old boyfriend came and assaulted me, and we fought. He pulled the knife out. I pulled the knife out. He ran away. I got arrested and got a misconduct of weapons because I was on probation and had a pocket knife on me.
Okay.
And then the other one was that I had a pocket knife while I was at school and got arrested for having a pocket knife at school on me.
Okay, so you had four counts of drug paraphernalia and dangerous drug. Why haven't you taken some steps to get into a rehab program, and why didn't you just go ahead and maintain contact with your PO instead of absconding for 73 days?
because my parole officer didn't seem like he really cared to help me, and that's what I saw. I don't know if that is true or not, but from what I saw from the beginning was that he really just didn't care, and I was a drug addict. I was on the streets. It's easier to get drugs than get help. Getting released this time, I'll be clean and sober, and I would be more than happy to go enroll in a drug rehabilitation center.
So, sir,
the day I get out.
So, sir, do you understand that it's not a choice to maintain relationships and do what your PO tell you?
Yes, sir, I do.
As it is something that you definitely have to do regardless. You don't have a say-so. You don't have a decision. The only decision you have is to do as your PO tells you to do.
Yes, sir. I didn't care at the time, to be honest, but seeing how much support and love I have out there has really opened my eyes and shown me that whether I care or not, I need to do it for them and for myself.
Okay, Mr. Wilson, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Mr. Saunders, you have something you want to share with the board, sir?
Yes, sir. If you look at the corner notes, nowhere listed from the beginning to the end of the corner notes is it listed that he had any discussion with his parole officer about an alternative placement or seeking that alternative placement. I do see where the mother had listed her number as an emergency contact and could be contacted in case of such need. And also his choice of occupation with his previous criminal history probably would not have been approved just because of the access to medications and taking care of an elderly patient would not have been approved by a parole officer had that been presented.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Saunders, for sharing that with us. Any further questions by board members at this time? Seeing and hearing none. We're back to you, Mr. Wilson. This is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board, but we're going to ask that you not repeat yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
No, sir. I believe what is meant to be will be, and I leave it up to you guys.
Okay. Before we go into discussion, Mr. Saunders has something else he would like to share with us.
Yes, I'd just like to clarify when I stated that he was arrested by ADC staff, that ADC staff is the Fugitive Apprehension Team attached to the U.S. Marshal Service here in Phoenix.
Thank you so very much, sir. Okay, at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves as part of the Arizona open meeting laws. We do everything in public. Therefore, we will discuss this, and then the board will make its determination. So we're going to ask you to remain quiet. We'll be back to you very shortly, sir. This is a very unfortunate situation for Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson, as has already been indicated, very young man, 22 years of age. This was his first offense, but somehow he was not ready for community supervision at the time, in my opinion. And I'm only speaking as one board member and not on behalf of the board, but he was not prepared mentally or otherwise to adhere to policies and to the requirements that was placed upon him, and even for the conditions that he had signed, he was just not ready, and this is very unfortunate. I would hope now that he has that this was a wake-up call for him, and that when he's out that he will not make the same mistakes again. I think that, you know, hopefully he can find some employment, hopefully he can do and get back on track and work with his family and so forth. But having said what I've said, in view of the fact also that he was suspended for 73 days, I'm not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Discussion by other board members? Hearing no discussion by other board members, then I should make a motion, and my motion would be to find that Mr. Wilson violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent inasmuch as he used illegal substance while he was out, and that was methamphetamine. In addition to that, he did not follow what his parole officers had provided to him, and he was discharged from one halfway house, and he just left from the other one. and he absconded for those 73 days. Therefore, our father moved to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
By unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released on March 26th of 2018. At that time, sir, you won't be on supervision. You will be on your own, and you won't have to report to a parole officer. Good luck, and we wish you the best in the future, sir. Thank you so much for your participation this morning and your hearing.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And you too. CO3, thank you so very much for having him ready.
Likewise, sir. You have a good day.
And you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now we will be going to Florence.